Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Mendola of FC Buffalo is joining us live this morning. We are talking about a stunning start to the Women's World Cup. The U.S., a 13-0 rout over Thailand. Nick, what an opening statement.
It was unbelievable. And I mean that wholeheartedly. The tournament has come so far. This isn't like it was in 1995 and 1999, where there was the United States and Germany and just a couple of other nations that really had supported women's soccer. It's a deeper tournament, and to set a record for goals is to come out of the gates that hard is, I mean, it's amazing. Even though Thailand is certainly not going to beat up on too many teams, it's a statement.
It was incredible to watch. You know, I stepped out at like 6-0, walked back in, it was 12-0, and I think I might have uttered a four-letter word or two just saying how stunned I was at the score. But let's get into it. The controversy afterwards, you know, you have people who are upset at either the amount of goals scored that, you know, they didn't let up on the team at all, or just the celebrations when you start talking about 9, 10, 11, 12, nothing. Where do you fall on some of that stuff?
Well, I'm a little bit of two minds because I think there's two points. The amount of goals I'm not going to have a problem with, particularly women's sports, and I hate to draw a line here, they have dealt with this a whole lot better. It's been very clear for a long time. I remember when UB, before they became a women's powerhouse in basketball, when they would play UConn, they would know what they're signing up for. And it wasn't a complaint. It was try your best. You hope for the upset. And if it doesn't work out, both teams keep competing to the final whistle. So I really don't have a problem with 13-0. They're trying to win a second straight World Cup. They're trying to do something that has only been done by one other country. And they're trying to reclaim their spot in a very competitive time for soccer and women's soccer in general. As for the celebrations, that was a little much. I don't mind the Alex Morgan counting out 1, 2, 3, 4 on her hand. It wasn't audacious, but Megan Rapinoe, who has scored a ton of goals in her career, she's won a World Cup, she's won Olympics. When you make it 9-0 against Thailand and you saunter halfway across the field to your teammates, that one rubbed me the wrong way. Not enough that I thought it would have the conversation that it's having today, but look, we live in an age, as you guys know, where people like to get fired up about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine, you know, trying to put a lid on that when the momentum was clearly just running away for them.
Yeah, well, and Susan, I think the other thing is, you got to remember, this is the World Cup. This is the crowning achievement. Let's say you're an elite player on a team that's very difficult to make. The U.S. cut players who would be the stars on half the teams in the world, and you've made your third or fourth World Cup. It's still just the third or fourth shot you get on the stage. You throw in the Olympics, you might have five or six because of the fact that women's sports aren't yet on the same stage as men's sports. So this is absolutely the moment. So for them to have joy, I can't take that away from them. I do think there was one celebration that maybe even Megan would say, maybe I should have put a little bit more of a lid on it. But to be excited about scoring in a World Cup, my God, I'd love to have that problem.
Yeah, she reminded me of something I would do if I scored. That is like exactly how I would act. And I've been called classless a few times, Nick, in my playing career with how I've acted, running around after a goal scored or something like that. You can't be too surprised, I guess, by the criticism when it comes to those celebrations. But the U.S. moves forward now. I mean, geez, after a 13-0 win, are any of these group stage games going to be more competitive?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Chile just drew Sweden 0-0. They're up next. The only problem I think the U.S. will face is that by the time they play Sweden, it will probably be their very first true test of the tournament, and they'll have to choose, but they'll have to look ahead also. If they win their group, the odds are they're going to play France, the host, in the next round in the quarterfinals, and in what will be a glorified final. There are other teams, of course, that can take down the U.S., but if you had to nail me down and say, who are the two teams you think are most capable of winning this tournament? It's U.S. and the home team, France. So I'm so excited. I'm a little bit bummed, to be honest with you, about the celebration gate or whatever they're going to end up calling it, because I think this U.S. team is one of the most likable ones across any sport in a long time. They have a dream team feel to them, if you will. Kelly O'Hara, the right back, who I'm a huge fan of, is the sort of player I'd love to see take a stab at crossing the line and maybe playing in a men's league game. These are the some of these ladies are just, they're all unbelievable athletes, of course, but some of them have the chance to be transcendent, not just in our culture but in our game. And I'm very excited for this tournament. The Sweden game will be good. I mean, look, any team can have a great game on a great day. But, yeah, I think you're waiting for at least the third game, if not the fourth game of this tournament, to see the U.S. truly tested.
And you know what's really interesting, too, is the U.S. women, they're the oldest team in the World Cup this year.
Yeah. There are a few teams out there, Susan, Germany, France, the United States, maybe even to a certain extent in this tournament. It's just the way we have, and it is a credit. It is very much a credit to the U.S. And it can still do so much more, believe me. And there's a long way to go. Obviously, as you guys, I'm sure, have heard, there's a big argument about pay equality. And the U.S. women have won a bunch of World Cups and a bunch of Olympic gold, and the men still make a ton more money. So that subplot's going to come up, especially after you score 13 goals. And I know she's a lightning rod, but Kirsten Gillibrand, I didn't like the point she's making, but the Democratic...
presidential candidate?
Yeah, presidential candidate, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. I'm a sports guy, Sue. She tweeted out about how 13-0 is a reason they should get equal pay, and it's a terrible point. But it's a point in general with pay equality that's going to come up during this tournament.
All right, well, something to keep an eye on. If you're feeling the fever, when's the next FC Buffalo home game?
Oh, please. Friday night against Pittsburgh. We're doing really well. We've won our last two games 5-0 and 2-0. The boys really deserve support. It's a very good group of guys. And actually, this evening, we just had an event pop up. If you're bored, we're going to be down at Meske. Reed Ferguson's going to join us. He plays football for the American football team in town. And we're going to have a lot of fun this evening with some of our players at Meske. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about it, Susan and Brian.
All right, Nick, thanks a lot. Big win for Team USA yesterday. That was Nick Mandola, co-owner of FC Buffalo, writes for both the men's and women's national team. You can read his stuff at NBCSports.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.